Connecting People During the Pandemic. Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky. Welcome to The Art of Aging, a 20-minute podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. A conversation with Lakeland Hogan and Aaron Albers in just 30 seconds. First, your AOA tip of the day. The next time you are visiting a loved one via Zoom or through the window, remember to smile. It is simple and can be contagious. In fact, numerous studies have shown that when humans see another person smiling, we experience a natural subconscious reaction to smile back. That can translate into feeling happier and more relaxed. We could all certainly use more of that these days. Now back to our topic. Pen Pal Programs for Seniors. Joining me to talk more about it are Lakeland Hogan and Aaron Albers. Both ladies are at the global headquarters for Home Instead. Lakeland is a gerontologist and caregiver advocate. Aaron is the vice president of social purpose. Welcome to the two of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Aaron, I've heard some great titles in my day. Yours ranks right up there. Tell us what a VP of social purpose does.
Sure, absolutely. So what social purpose does, especially in this instance for Home Instead, is really elevating humanity through business. So we know that not all seniors will be our client, but we want to make sure that we have something to offer all seniors. So my job is to make sure that we have tools, resources, and programs for all seniors and their family caregivers.
Okay, so talk about the significance then when it comes to an organization like Home Instead.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and it was easy for us to figure out what our purpose was because it's embedded in what we do. We obviously care for seniors. And so a lot of times you'll see other businesses have social purposes that that they give back to in ways, but they might not tie directly to their core business. Ours was very simple to do that because we want to care for all seniors, not just those we serve.
Yeah, and Lakeland, perhaps more important now than ever as we enter the 10th month of the pandemic. Paint a picture of the loneliness and isolation that COVID-19 has caused.
Yeah, it is really just heightened some isolation and loneliness that was existing long before the pandemic in the senior population. So we know that older adults, they've been feeling isolated and lonely for years. And then you add this pandemic, COVID-19, to the mix. We're all feeling a little lonely and isolated, but older adults are feeling this at more significant rates. And it really does take a physical and mental toll. I think the mental toll really is probably something that we would think, okay, yeah, of course, isolation, loneliness, that might cause more depression. It might cause more anxiety, but we're also seeing it take a physical toll. You know, older adults aren't able to get out and about like they once were used to. And if you don't use it, you lose it, that kind of saying. You know, they're not getting as much physical activity as they once were, or not getting that socialization. And that is so important for our cognitive wellness, to engage in social activities and to talk with others. So this pandemic is really impacting older adults from all angles. And I think it's also helping us all wake up a little bit to the fact that, okay, this is what isolation and loneliness feels like. What can we do going forward beyond this pandemic to help combat isolation and loneliness among this older adult population?
Yeah, and Aaron, in the meantime, what have you seen that families have been doing to try to stay connected?
Yeah, sure. And not only families, but society has really stepped up. I feel like COVID has really shed a light on the loneliness and isolation epidemic. And so even families, children, neighbors are coming together to care for seniors in ways. Whether it's calling them on the phone or doing Zoom or teaching them a new technology so that they can see each other's faces, it's really elevated the use of technology in a really great way. Drive-by parades, that's been one of the highlights of COVID for me and my kids, is just being able to, we have the time now to go do this stuff. And it's like, we never would have done that before. So really just the silver linings of having more time during COVID. So drive-by parades at seniors' houses or in those assisted living communities, they've been great. Being able to go up to the windows at facilities or have a loved one come out on the balcony and wave at them. And just how you started this, the smile, just being able to see a smile in person it's just amazing. You miss that physical hugging and touching, but there's something about a smile that just really connects people as well. So we've been blessed with beautiful weather, which has helped us be able to continue to do some outside visits, which is great. Again, those phone calls mean everything. Just checking in, knowing someone's thinking of you and caring about you. And then who doesn't love snail mail? I love getting mail. And I love this time of year because the Christmas cards are coming in. But nothing is better than a handwritten letter or even a typed letter that you get in the mail, which is why this Pen Pal program has been so fun. I actually just got done reading a 5-page handwritten letter from a senior who wanted to connect to another senior. And she just took so much time and effort, and I can't wait to find the perfect match for her.
That is fantastic. I do want to drill down to this Pen Pals program, but I think to help set the stage a little bit, and you talked about how everybody loves to get mail, our older adults are being inundated and oftentimes with unwelcome mail, whether it's, you know, requests for charitable contributions or just junk in general. Talk a little bit about the daily, a day in the life of an older adult looking into their mailbox.
Yeah, sure. Like you said, I think they go to the mailbox and like us, it's like, oh, I have a stack of mail. This is exciting. And then you go through it and it's like, okay, junk mail, solicitation. Oh, this one looks personal. Oh, nope, that was a trick or a scam or store ads, which are lovely, but we're not going to the store. And so it's just getting that real personal piece of mail that completely stands out. I mean, it's like a gem. It's like the needle in the haystack when you actually come across that something that's like, oh my gosh, this is for real. I'm so used to getting all this stuff that I just throw in my recycling bin. But that personal piece of mail means even more when it comes out of a stack of garbage.
Yeah, and I do want to talk a little bit further about that. And Lakeland, when it comes to especially those older adults experiencing dementia, right? Not everybody knows to just toss things aside. In fact, some are opening that mail and feeling, especially with the isolation piece, I want to do something good for somebody else. These people are asking me for something. And sometimes the way things are worded, it kind of tugs at their heartstrings. We do have the ability and we do know we can just toss that. We can shred it. That's not anything that means anything to us. And for some, you know, as Aaron described, you find that one piece and it just means the world. But for some older adults, that one piece isn't there. So talk a little bit about that difference, especially when we're looking at someone who's alone and experiencing dementia, you know, how important it is for those of us on the outside looking in to recognize that and what we might be able to do to help.
Yeah, that's such a great point, Kathy. And, you know, when there's cognitive impairment, you're not able to differentiate, as you said, you know, that piece of sweepstakes mail from one's, whether or not to keep it or to toss it. And so, you know, family members, it's really important to help kind of intercede that mail if possible and pre-sort it out. I know I worked with an individual and she loved animals. And so she would get a lot of solicitation mail for animals. And she was writing check after check and the son finally figured it out. And he was just mortified. And so we came to the conclusion, or we kind of talked it through. And so we found a charity that was legit. And we found one that she really liked. And then we put a picture of the animal she sponsored on the refrigerator so that when she got all of that mail, we could say, you know, you're already helping this animal. And so we're just going to save this one for later. Or a lot of times that's a key role our home instead caregivers play is helping to go through that mail and kind of getting it beforehand and sorting it. And that way the older adult and the family has that kind of peace of mind.
Yeah, I want to bring that up because I really want listeners to understand what these older adults are going through. And it sets the stage so beautifully for your Pen Pal program and the beautiful work that Home Instead is doing, not just this time of year, but year round. I'm reading about this and I'm getting excited about it. So let's go back to the good mail, Erin, and tell us about this pen pal program.
Yeah, so this pen pal program actually started from our office, our Homestead office over in Australia. And they started getting mail from all around the world, and so much was coming from the US. So they called us one day and they said, hey, we started something here and it is really working well. Do you guys wanna, you know, hop on the wagon? And we're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And this is right when COVID had started. And so we worked with some of our US pilot offices to try this out. And duh, of course it was gonna work. People were gonna love to receive mail. It was like, yeah, who doesn't wanna receive mail and have a pen pal? The beauty of this program is that it's so simple. So there are two ways to do it. And we talk about snail mail, but let's also be real. In 2020, email is huge, and email correspondence. And our seniors are, again, becoming more and more savvy with email and technology, and their loved ones are helping them, and their caregivers are helping them. So when you sign up to be a pen pal or receive a letter, you can actually choose whether you receive it via snail mail or via email. And so we're seeing all sorts of, or sometimes they give both and they'll say, I'll take it any way I can. And so it's really, we have a website, readytocare.com/penpals, and you can become a pen pal right there. And you can pick the design on your stationery. We help you with some salutations and some content ideas. And it's as simple as going out and filling out your letter and submitting it. You can attach a photo. You can attach a video. And then we do all the work on the back end to match you with a senior pen pal. And we see everything from seniors wanting to connect with other seniors. And lately, one of the favorite things that I've been seeing is a younger generation, a lot of college kids reaching out to seniors, asking them for advice. And I don't know about you, but no matter how old you are, being asked for advice feels so good. And for seniors, it's so important because it shows their relevance and it shows that they still have a purpose and that people still want to hear from them. So I've been seeing a lot of that lately as I review these pen pal letters, and it makes me so happy.
And you talk about reviewing. There's a screening process. You guys want to make sure, I mean, everybody is well-intended, right? You would hope that they're sending content that is going to be well-received. Not always the case. Talk a little bit about your screening process.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single letter that is submitted through our program is completely reviewed and screened. So you can imagine the things like, well, what are you screening for? Well, in the political climate we've been in, we're screening for that. We're screening for, you know, just making sure that these are safe. There aren't scammers. They aren't giving away too much personal information. So very rarely do we come across a letter that we're not able to send, but it's very, very important for us that we read and screen every letter we receive before it goes to a senior.
Okay. I want to have you share with us, Erin, a few for examples, like folks you've teamed up and what's happening to both sides, both the person writing and the person receiving. So if something comes to mind and you want to share it, go for it.
Sure. Well, we have a great example of a gal who wrote a senior, and the senior wrote back and they got to talking about music and songs and favorite songs and time of year. And when the initial writer got the message from the senior about her favorite song, she found a pianist and she sang the song in a video to the senior and sent it to her. And just imagine how awesome it was for that senior. Like, not only did this person take the time to write them a nice note, that is lovely, but the fact that she circled back around and sang her favorite song, like, how special is that? People have been amazing, just reaching out. And there's also one I want to share from a senior herself who reached out and requested a letter. She reached out as a pen pal, but she was in a really, really dark place. And she was not afraid to ask for help. And she said, I saw this program. I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling lonely. I need a friend. I remember having a pen pal when I was little, and I remember how much that meant to me, and I have a feeling having a pen pal at my age might lift my spirits. And so I love seeing that too, not just people who are in a good space reaching out to help, but people who aren't in a good space reaching out and asking for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to give Home Instead some kudos here because you guys don't take anything lightly, especially when it comes to older adults. And I'd like to think that, you know, the success of this program is due in large part to how seriously you're taking it. So, you know, Lakeland, talk about how long you're going to continue this program and what are some of the other things that you guys are doing, especially around the holidays?
Yeah, I don't think we're planning on ending it anytime soon. So please go out to the website and sign up. And you can also, you know, fill in your information so you can get a return letter from your pen pal. That's a really important step of the process too. But you know, Home Instead, we give back in so many different ways. And around this time of year, we also, our offices across the United States take part in Be a Santa to a Senior, where we collect wish list items from seniors who might not otherwise get a gift this time of year. And especially during COVID, when more people are isolated, our program has probably never been more needed or more successful than it has been this year. And then we also have our foundation at Home Instead, where we throughout the year are finding ways to give back to charities that serve specifically seniors. Because we know while there is such a large senior population and there's such a growing need in that demographic, the number of organizations that support older adults is fairly small and significantly underfunded. So those are just a few of the ways that we give back at Home Instead, in addition to so many more. I think we could talk for hours about it, but that's just a snapshot.
I think so too. Erin, for those people who are listening, and again, unless you've got that special older adult in your life, some of this doesn't hit home as much as it would for people who do. This is the time of year, and hopefully this will go all year round, some of the things that you're doing, but the random acts of kindness. So if we have somebody listening and they're thinking, okay, those ladies sound so excited about this, I have to get involved in some way, shape, or form, what are the steps that they would take to get a hold of somebody at Home Instead to learn more about any one of the things that we're talking about today?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, the easiest thing to do is go to readytocare.com. You don't need to remember a backslash. You don't need to remember anything else. If you remember readytocare.com and go there, the rest is spelled out for you. One of the great things you're able to do is enter your cell phone number and you'll get random acts of kindness texted directly to you. So every Monday they come out. Today's random act of kindness, ironically, is write a letter to a senior. It's actually, and you probably won't use this because this when it airs, but it's actually National Letter Writer Day today. And so that's why we matched it with that. But you simply go to readytocare.com and you will find all of the ways that Home Instead is empowering people to give, learn, or serve in your community.
Very good. Okay, Lakeland, I need to ask, final question. Taking a look at COVID-19, you know, hindsight's always 2020. What has Home Instead learned from all of this?
We've learned so much. We've learned that, isolation and loneliness is something that we need to take an active role in combating. So we've done things like start the pen pal program. We've also learned that the care we provide, the in-home care and support, is essential. Before COVID-19, our employees weren't necessarily seen as essential workers, but through this pandemic, we were given that designation and we've taken our job that much more seriously. And we've also, we've done a lot to make sure that our entire Home Instead network is set up for success through this pandemic. It really changed the way almost every business has to do business. You know, business as usual looks a lot different now. So I'm really proud of what we've done at Home Instead. We have a COVID task force that's still very active because we know COVID is still very relevant. We continue to be vigilant in the safety precautions that we take. And then on our social purpose side, we're trying to find more and more ways to give back and to connect seniors at such a vulnerable time for them.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a fantastic job. Thank you for the difference that you're making in the lives of the older adults and those people who care so much about them, truly. Like to thank Lanklin and Aaron for joining us, and my husband Mike for making us sound so good. And of course, to all of you for listening to The Art of Aging, a podcast to encourage independence and peace of mind by informing, educating, and celebrating you. I'm Kathy Wyatt-Poholsky, inviting you to join us again as we will be posting new segments every 2 weeks. Till then, may you find meaning in each and every moment, hence discovering what I believe to be the true art of aging.